Chapter 30.
Sagging girders and dangling ped walks kept emerging from the smoke. Ghostly silhouettes had turned dark and solid so fast, Jag had little time to react. Again and again, he jerked the yoke and sent the parting gift banking away from a collision, only to find a new danger looming ahead. Bits of jagged durasteel plate fluttered through the air like confetti, riding updrafts from volcanic rifts more than a kilometer below. Pillars of flame, usually burning buildings, but sometimes geysers of magma, brightened the ash-filled gloom. And to top it off, an endless stream of cannon bolts was streaming out of the temple to pound the little yacht's forward shields. And yet no one seemed nervous. Tahiri sat calmly in the co-pilot's seat, monitoring and cursing BAMR newscasts as she adjusted shield loads and jammed the enemy's target acquisition bands. Behind and between their seats stood Saba Sebatine, hissing what sounded like a Barabel nursery rhyme as the parting gift juked and dived and rolled. Strapped into the seat behind Tahiri was Sergeant Major Jeff Olazan, a lanky void jumper with a bushy gray mustache and an armored vac suit that had more battle patches than his face had wrinkles. His chin was on his chest, and he was actually snoring. Who did they think was flying this mission? Han Solo? The blue blossom of a turbolaser strike erupted ahead, hitting the parting gift with a blast of heat and a shockwave that felt like they had flown into a cliff. Jag and Tahiri slammed against their crash harnesses, and Saba dropped to her knees. Then the space yacht was spiraling out of control, its powerful repulsor lift engines driving it down through the smoke and ash toward the crooked white line of a magma rift less than 1,000 meters below. Jag cut the power to the ion engines immediately, and the gift began to buck and spin as it was buffeted by thermal updrafts. He used the attitude thrusters to roll the vessel upright again, then peered into the boiling ash cloud until the waypoint marker on the heads-up display indicated he was pointed toward the Jedi Temple again. Then he hit the ion drives and shot forward.
"We must be getting close,"
Olazan said from behind Tahiri. His gravelly voice was still thick with sleep.
"They're bringing out the big guns."
"Turbo lasers?" Jag asked. "When did the Jedi put those in the temple?"
"The Jedi didn't,"
Saba replied, as though that were the only explanation needed.
"I see,"
Jag said. Cannon bolts started to stream into the parting gift's forward shields again, and he began to jerk the yoke around, trying to cover their approach with buildings or dangling girders or anything else that might prevent the turbolaser crew from resolving a good target.
"Just tell me that I'm going to live long enough to see Jaina."
"This one does not look into the future,"
Saba replied.
"It is more fun to be surprised."
"I'd say things are looking pretty good from this end,"
Olazan said.
"You're not a half-bad combat pilot, even in this over-armored tub."
"Thanks,"
Jag said. He activated a mirrored panel in the canopy, then looked at Olazan's reflection.
"What do you mean from this end?"
Olazan's eyes went directly to Saba.
"You didn't tell him?"